Chapter 1. The Cabin. It was 3 weeks before the summer vacation. My brother John and I were busy making plans with our friends, and we were surprised when my parents bought an old wooden cabin on Silver Lake in the Catskill Mountains, north of New York. "It will be a good idea to get out of the city, and your mom will enjoy swimming in the lake," said Dad when we came home from school one day. A few weeks later, we drove to Silver Lake for the first time. It was the beginning of a summer adventure for John and me, and I will never forget it. We drove to the mountains on a stormy day. "Eddie, look at that lightning," John said to me, and he pointed to a long white line in the sky. The thunder was very loud, and it was raining so heavily that it was hard to see the road. "Let's stop for some lunch until the storm passes," Dad suggested. "Not for long, though," Mom said. "I want to see our cabin before dark." "Fine," Dad said. "We'll only stop for a short time." We stopped at an old cafe. There was a neon Coca-Cola sign above the door and another wooden sign beside it with the word "sandwiches" on it. It was cold inside the cafe, and there was a strong smell of rain. We were happy to return to our warm car. We arrived at Silver Lake just before night. We saw some plain wooded bungalows for rent. Then, further down, there was a long road with trees and plants on either side. At the end of the road, near a wood, there was a small white cabin. Our cabin. Next to the cabin, there was an enormous old house, 3 floors high. The house was separated from our cabin by some bushes and a wide path. This house and our cabin were very isolated. "Let's take our things into the house," Dad suggested. We quickly took suitcases, baseball equipment, badminton rackets, bags of food, and boxes of kitchen things out of the car and ran with them through the rain and into the cabin. The cabin wasn't in good condition. "Well, it seems that no one has lived here for a long time," Mom said, looking round. "Or clean for a long time either," she added, shaking her head incredulously. The cabin smelled, and Mom quickly opened a window. John didn't look very happy. "Don't worry, John," Mom said, when she saw his face. "It will look much better after we decorate it and do some work in the yard." I took off my baseball cap and looked around the room. "I like it. It's cool," I said. "Well, it will be cool one day." "Yes. One day," Mom said quietly, looking at the dirty old kitchen. "Everything will be okay," Dad said, giving Mom a kiss. "We'll all work together and soon we'll have a beautiful home." In the center of the cabin, there was a large room with doors to all the other rooms. The kitchen was at the back of the house on the right, and the 3-bedroom doors were opposite you as you walked in. "Well, it isn't like those nice warm houses in the movies, with big wooden stairs and secret passages," I thought. "But it's ours." The best part was the big window with a view of Silver Lake. It was such a big lake that we could only see part of it. The water was very calm. "That's the way lakes look after a lot of rain," Mom explained. "Enjoy it now while it's peaceful, and you can still hear the birds. Tomorrow, a lot of people and motorboats will come and make a lot of noise." "Which room is mine?" John asked. We looked in each bedroom. Obviously, the biggest room was for our parents. There was a very small room with a slanted ceiling and one window, and a bigger room with 2 windows. "Well, John, which room do you want?" I asked. I was already 14, but I decided to let my 11-year-old brother choose his room first. "Can I have the small one?" John asked. "I like it better." "Of course," I replied. I carried my suitcase to the bigger room and put it on the floor. "Mom, where are the sheets?" I shouted. "Look in the big room," Mom answered. "They're in a box under the window." I was taking the sheets out of the box when suddenly I saw a flashing light at the other side of the lake. A light from the house next door was signaling back. "Hey, Mom! Do you know anything about the neighbors?" I asked. "What neighbors?" Mom laughed. We haven't got any neighbors. We're completely alone here. But, Mom, I saw someone signaling, I insisted. In Morse code or something. From the other side of the lake. They were signaling to someone on this side. It's probably a fisherman signaling to his friend that he's caught a fish, said Dad. Oh, that's too bad, I said. I was disappointed that it wasn't anything more exciting. John and I were tired and hungry. We went to the kitchen and Mom made us some hot chocolate and sandwiches. Then she and Dad continued putting the cabin in order. The kitchen was beginning to smell clean and look tidier, and Dad was repairing the wooden floor. John and I went to our rooms.